back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode of the day, Buffalo Hills Part 2, which first aired on May 15th, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Superman / Clark Kent. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman! Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice, who is faster than an airplane, stronger than a locomotive, who comes from interstellar space, but who walks the earth as a man among men, disguised as Miles Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. When we last saw him, Superman, as Clark Kent, was about to leave for Boulder City, far out in the Buffalo Hills, where a national monument was to be dedicated in 1 week's time. As he received his assignment, an unexpected visitor appeared in the person of Asa Hatch, elderly scientist and photographer. He said that he, too, planned the trip to Buffalo Hills. But even as he stood at the window of Editor White's office, a shot crashed through the glass, barely missing him. Following the line of the bullet, Superman leaped into the darkness and traced it to an empty loft across the street. In the struggle that followed, the unknown rifleman was killed, gasping out the names of Pete Flores, Western Badman, and Al J. Carson, reform governor of the western state in which the monument would be dedicated. As our story continues, 2 days have passed. The train carrying Kent and Asa Hatch is roaring westward at a small way station not far from Boulder City. Two men await its passing. One of them is Dutchie Gann, a member of the Flores gang. The other is Flores himself. Listen.
She's coming, Pete. Can't the whistle.
So, if he is. Come along, Dutchie. Down to the end of the platform. Don't forget the suitcase.
Don't worry.
And don't throw it out arms like that. There's that pineapple in there that will blow you sky high.
Listen, what you got against this newspaper guy? What's his name, Kent?
Not much. I haven't heard much about him. But what legal I hear is plenty. Look what he did to the Nelman.
You can't do that?
So I'm told. Maybe it was luck, and maybe it was. But whatever it was, we don't want no part of it out here. Not till we get through with Cass.
When's it coming off?
Midnight tonight. When they ain't looking for nothing, that's why I want to knock these guys off first.
Who's the other one?
The other guy is an old bird by the name Hatch. He was out there once before. What he did was planned.
Plenty what?
Plenty trouble. I don't know if he meant it or not, but that don't make no difference. This time, I ain't take no chance.
Here she comes. What about it now, Pete?
Come on, back into the tall grass. Get down, Dutchie. So, now listen.
Yes, she's slowing down, all right.
Open up the suitcase. Handle it easy. There.
What do I do?
You ride the rods. Fix pineapple under car 384. Go as far as Island Falls. Then get off and meet me in Boulder City.
Here comes the dust. Watch yourself, Pete. Can't see a thing.
You watch the cars. Count the numbers. There she is. That's 384. Now then, Dutchie, quick. No one see you in dust. Run. Get on board rods. Make it good and tight. Quick.
Okay, Pete. Hold on.
All right? Oh, quite all right, thank you. I'm a natural-born traveler, Mr. Kent. Is your lemonade sweet enough?
Yes, me. For your help.
As we say, down the hatch. The Asa hatch? Well, press my shoulder, we'll stop it. Didn't stay long at this place. What's the name of it?
I don't know. Oh, wait. Here comes the station. Wait a minute now. Little Forks. Little Forks. Well, it's little enough, but I don't see the forks.
They're in the water when there is any water.
Which there isn't right now. Boy, look at that dust.
Too bad for tramps, eh, Mr. Kent? If there are any tramps.
Yes, I'm just as glad I'm riding the chair cars and not the rods. Well, how about some more lemonade, eh?
No, thank you. One's enough. Oh, my word, you certainly drank it down. Yes, as I was saying before, Mr. Kent, I very soon decided that the law was not for me, so I went into taking pictures, and there I've been ever since.
Well, you must have done a bit of traveling here and there, haven't you?
Oh, yes, yes, here and there, here and there. In fact, the last time I was out at Boulder City, a good many years ago that was, I had a very curious experience. Would you like to hear about... would you like to hear about it?
Huh?
And what?
I
said, would you like to hear about my experiences the last time I was in Boulder City?
I beg your pardon.
Oh, my dear fellow, you're suddenly absorbed. Is anything the matter? Mr. Hatch.
Do you hear anything?
Hear anything?
Yes.
Why, no, only the usual click of the wheels. Do you?
Listen. Directly under us, isn't there a sort of metallic clinking? Wait.
Well, my dear fellow, that is probably some tramp. He's changing his false teeth.
No, 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 really. Listen.
Oh, my dear Kent, I don't hear a thing, and if I did, why bother?
Funny. I don't hear it now myself. Well, sir, if you'll excuse me, I think I'll just drop in on the smoking car. Would you care to come along?
No, thank you. No, I shall read a bit and then take a nap.
All right. Well, I won't be long. Back in 10 minutes.
Take your time. Take your time. We don't get to Boulder City until 11.
All right. Mighty queer, if you ask me. I could have sworn there was someone under the car making an adjustment with tools. I wonder whether Superman should investigate. Wait. There it is again. There is someone. It's under this car. Riding the rods, but that isn't all. That isn't all he's doing. I think I'll have a look at this. If someone took a shot at Hatch back east, it's just barely possible he might be trying something else right now. I'll open this door. Leave it open so I can get back in again. Now then, that does it. Up we go. Out over the train. And up. Up! Faster. Get my bearings. Now, I'll just drop down and skim along under the cars or right alongside. Down we go. Down and right next to the train. Down. Plenty of cinders and dust. Now, let's see. Nobody back there. Now then, this is the car we were in, Hatch and I. There is someone there. It's a tramp on the rods. And he's doing something. Well, we'll soon yank him out of that. Hey there!
Hey, what's that? Where'd it come from? I'm seeing things.
Come out of that. Come on.
I'm going crazy. There's a guy flying along with the train. Ow! Ow!
You want me to come in there and get you? All right, how do you like this?
No! No, don't! Don't! Let me alone! I'll fall! I'll go into the wheel!
No, you won't. Let go, quick! That's it. Now, come along with me. Out we go. And up, up, and away!
Hey, what are you doing? Where are you taking me?
Just for a ride. Don't be frightened. What were you doing under that car?
Nothing. Honest.
But you're not honest. That's just the trouble. Quick now, what were you doing?
I tell you, I wasn't doing nothing. I was just riding the rods. I got out at Little Fork.
What's your name?
Dutchie Gann.
Look, Dutchie, see that lake right below us? I'm dropping down to it. Down, down.
Well, no.
Dropping down to it, Dutchie. And I'm dropping you right into it. What were you doing under that train?
Nothing. I wasn't doing nothing.
All right. Down you go, Dutchie.
Help! Don't let me drown! Help me!
I won't let you drown. Not yet.
We're going ashore, Dutchie. Come on. We're wet here.
They're killing me.
Quick. Now, what were you doing under that train? Quick, unless you want another man.
No, wait. It was Flores. Pete Flores.
Flores? What do you mean?
He made me do it. He made me fix a bomb.
A bomb? Under that train?
Yeah. He's after the governor. Governor Carson. Tonight.
What about that bomb? When's it going off?
Right away. When the train leaves, Island Falls. Hey, wait!
No time to wait now. I'm leaving you here, Dutchie. Get back any way you can. I've got to catch that train. Up, up, and away.
Porter.
Yeah, sir?
What was that station we just stopped at?
That station? Yeah, sir. That was Island Falls.
Faster. Ah, there she is. Just pulling out of that junction. If that Island Falls got to catch her now or it's too late. Down, down. Quick, under that car. 384, that's where he was. Ah, there's the bomb. Half a second more. Got to get in there and tear it loose. If it explodes, it'll blow that car to pieces. Now then. Come out of that. Tear loose. Got it. Made it. And off it goes, down into the river. And just in time.
Ah, there, Kent. You had your smoke?
Oh, yes. Yes, thanks, Mr. Hatch.
By the way, did you hear that loud explosion a moment ago? Rattled the window.
Yes, I heard it. I think it was blasting down by the river.
Oh.
Tell me something, Mr. Hatch. That fellow Flores, would he have it in for you in any way?
Flores, Kent?
Yes.
Flores?
Yes, would he have it in for you and Governor Carson?
Well, since you ask me, Kent, yes, he would. Very definitely he would have it in for both of us.
Oh. Why? And when does this train get to Boulder City?
Fairly soon now, if we're on time. What makes you ask?
Nothing. Except that I think we might make a call on the governor, Mr. Hatch. Tell him what happened in, well, back east.
Indeed, Ken. You really think that, eh?
I do, sir. And I'll tell you something else, too. I hope we are on time.
What does Asa Hatch know or suspect? What danger threatens Governor Carson in Boulder City at the hands of Peter Flores and his gang? And can Clark Kent or Superman reach the governor in time to ward it off? Tune in next time and follow the story.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
And our second episode of the day, Buffalo Hills Part 3, which first aired on May 17th, 1940. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
And now, Superman, valiant fighter for truth and justice, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who has appeared on Earth from the outer reaches of the universe with a physical structure never before attained by mortal men. Superman, who is stronger than a locomotive, faster than a speeding bullet, and who walks about among human beings disguised as Mild Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. When we last saw him, Kent was traveling westward toward Boulder City in the Buffalo Hills with Asa Hatch, elderly scientist and photographer, to cover the dedication ceremonies at the new Pioneers National Monument, at which Governor Al Carson is to be the chief speaker. But the gang of Pete Flores, Western bad man, has sworn revenge on the governor for his reform administration. And they have also determined that Kent and Hatch shall not hinder them. As our story continues today, several hours have passed. It is evening, and unknown to Kent and Hatch, Pete Flores plans another attempt on the life of the governor at midnight. Meanwhile, the governor himself, all unknowing, chats with his secretary in the privacy of the executive mansion. Listen.
What's that, Keegan? What's the time?
9:30, sir.
Oh, I'm sleepy. I think I'll turn in. Is there anything else that can't wait over till morning?
No, sir. Recommendations of the Pardons Board.
That'll wait. Anything special?
Not particularly. They've recommended Rico Frayn for executive clemency.
What? Rico Frayn? By confounded man, Rico Frayn was Pete Flores' right-hand man. He was mighty lucky to get out as well as he did.
I was wondering, sir. I mean to say...
Wondering what?
Of course, it isn't for me to make suggestions, Governor. I know that.
Well, get on, man. Get on. What are you talking about?
Well, sir, Frayn was only the first. There are a good many prosecutions still to come.
I should say there are plenty of them. I'll have that entire gang behind bars if it's the last thing I do. And Flores along with all the rest.
But Governor, you know what he said. I mean, Flores...
What Flores says isn't front page stuff with me, Keegan.
He swears he'll get you, sir. Just as he got all the others that stood in his way.
You really think that, do you, Keegan?
I'm terribly afraid of it, sir.
And I think I'd better show you just how afraid of it I am. Hand me that recommendation.
Governor, what are you going to do?
Keegan, this recommendation on behalf of Rico Frayn is denied. There, that's that. And now, good night.
Good night, sir.
Now I can sleep with a clear conscience. Good night.
Hello? What number you call?
Hey, that you, Flores?
Who is this?
Keegan, at the governor's mansion. It's no good, Flores.
What you mean?
A Frayn recommendation from the Pardons Board. It's denied.
Keegan, you hear me? You listen good, eh?
Yeah, go on, I'm listening.
At midnight tonight, I fix Governor Carson for good.
Midnight?
That's what I'd say. Listen, you know man by name Hatch, old man?
Old Razor Hatch? Sure, I know him.
Good. So when old man Hatch come to governor's house tonight, you take care.
What's that? Hatch is coming here?
You hear me, Keegan. Hatch and man from newspaper by name Kent, they both come. We put bomb on the train, but something happened. It don't go off. They do not get to talk to Carson. See?
Okay, Flores. Trust me for that.
Your gates, they are locked, yes?
You bet they're locked. And your last try. They won't stand a chance of getting in.
Okay, Keegan. Me, I go follow them myself now. Maybe this is night I fix everybody. Governor, Hatch, and reporter. We see. So long.
So long, Flores.
Remember... You must not let Hatch and Kent get in to talk to Governor. Remember, when they come, I see them outside myself.
Well, my dear Kent, what'd you make of it?
Very simple, Mr. Hatch. The Governor's life has been threatened, so he locks and bars his gates. Absolutely no admittance.
Yes, but that's preposterous. Where are the guards?
Yes, that's something I don't quite understand myself. You'd think they'd be all over the place. But there's a light in the mansion. You can see it through the bars.
Yes, yes, bless me, so there is. Well, what do we do now?
I don't see any bell. Look here, Mr. Hatch. How would it do if you walked on along the wall? Maybe there's another way to get in.
Oh, yes, well, are you going to stay here?
Well, somebody might come. You go ahead. If you find anything, call.
Very well, Kent, but I still think this is all a wild goose chase.
Oh, do you?
You wouldn't if you'd heard what I heard from Dutchy Gann. Now that you're out of the way, I think Superman will see if he can't get through that gate. Wait. Someone's coming.
Hey, you. What you doing at that gate?
Why, I'm just wondering how to get in.
Oh, yeah? Well, here's something else to wonder about. Show you like that.
Oh, so you want to play, do you? All right, I can play, too.
Hey, what you do? Hey, put me down.
Take a pass at a perfect stranger with a blackjack, will you? Well, come to think of it, you're just what I need to open this gate.
Hey, look out. Hey!
Just what the doctor ordered. Threw him against the gate and shattered the lock. After that, the rest is easy. I'll just get them completely open. There, that does it. Now to get this fellow hidden before Hatch comes back. Huh, behind these bushes will do. There we are. When he comes to, he'll think twice before he pulls another blackjack.
Kent! Oh, Kent, what's going on?
There's Hatch. Quick. Back to Clark Kent.
This way, Mr. Hatch. The gate wasn't really locked after all.
It wasn't. Bless me, it certainly seemed locked. What did you do?
Why, I just gave it a push and it opened. Come on, let's get up to the house. Oh, look, someone's coming.
Yes, he's opening the door.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
What's that? Who's there?
Why, bless me, if it isn't Keegan. Keegan, my dear fellow.
Who is it?
Here, let me come inside. Where's the light? Come in, Kent.
Really, gentlemen?
Now then, Keegan, don't you remember Asa Hatch, eh?
Asa Hatch? Why, really, I'm afraid...
Well, Keegan, your memory's failing. Think back. Pictures, photographs, you know, the camera.
Oh, yes, Mr. Hatch, yes. Now that I stop to think...
Now that you stop to think, my dear fellow. A joke's a joke. Look here, this is Mr. Kent, representative of the Daily Planet.
Reporter? I'm terribly sorry, but you know the rules.
Rules?
I don't understand how you gentlemen got in the grounds. The gates were locked.
Mr. Keegan, we've got to see the governor at once.
It's urgent, Keegan.
But the governor never sees reporters except at his daily press conference.
Reporters? Confound you, Keegan. You know I'm not a reporter. I'm an old friend. I wish to see Al Carson at once. At once, do you hear?
Sorry, gentlemen. And now, if you wouldn't mind leaving, Governor Carson has retired. And I'm afraid... Good night, gentlemen.
Well, looks like we're locked out.
Kent, my dear fellow, I apologize. I can't imagine what on earth...
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Hatch. That secretary just doesn't remember you.
Doesn't remember me? Don't you believe it? He remembers me perfectly. By Jove.
What's the matter?
Kent, I begin to believe you're right. There is some danger hanging over the governor.
I'm sure of it. But what made you change your mind?
Keegan, he knew me at once, but he refused to admit it. Wouldn't let us go to the governor. Don't you see what that means?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
Well, use your brains, man. Keegan knows, he must know that if I go to the governor tomorrow with this story, Keegan will lose his job.
Well, I should certainly think so.
Well, then, my dear fellow, it's as plain as the nose on your face. Keegan isn't afraid of what I might say to the governor tomorrow or at any other time.
Why not?
Because the governor will not be here tomorrow. An attempt will be made to get rid of Governor Al Carson this very night. And Keegan knows it.
Mr. Hatch... You're right.
Yes, and the question is what to do now.
Come on, we'll take a look around the grounds.
Good idea.
If there's anything going on, we may be able to stop it. Come on, quietly now. And keep in the shadows.
Kent, what is the time? Have you any idea?
It's after 10, that's all I can tell you. Quiet! Be careful.
Oh, I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. I stepped into a bush. I say, Kent, what if someone observed us at this? A guard or the police? A bit awkward, eh?
Quiet! Try not to make too much noise. Let's edge around that corner. Stop!
What's up?
Someone's there. Just ahead of you. Hatch, look out!
Stand where you are! It's the law!
What? Police!
Up with your hands! I guess we got you this time. Grab them, boys!
Yeah, see here. Now wait, stop!
Officer, you're making a mistake.
Sure we are. What are you doing snooping around the grounds, eh?
We've just left the mansion.
Oh, you've just left the mansion, have you? Friends of Governor Carson's, I suppose, eh?
Well, if it comes to that, my good fellow, we are. And if you'll kindly conduct us to the door, the governor's secretary will identify us.
Oh, will he? Yeah, it's a good stall, and I'll just take you right up on it. Up they go, boys. Back to the front door.
I'm telling you, you've made the mistake of your life.
Maybe so, but we ain't taking no chances. In case you don't know it, there's a 24-hour watch on this place. Yeah, and how come you had to break in the gate if you're friends with Governor Carson?
Break in the gate? It was open.
Sure, it was open. After you cracked the lock. Here we are. Ring the bell. Oh, never mind. Here's somebody now. Yeah, I reckon they heard the noise.
Say, what the...
Sorry to bother you, Mr. Keegan, but we just picked up these guys snooping around the grounds.
Back again, Keegan.
They say they came from the house. Friends of the governor's. What about it?
Friends of the governor?
So they say. Take a look at them, will you?
Come on, Keegan. Identify us. We have business to attend to.
Shut up, you. Well, Mr. Keegan?
Captain, I think you'd better take them right down to jail. I give you my word, I've never seen either of them before in my life.
What? Keegan, are you out of your mind?
That's enough of that. Come on, you guys. Rush these bums into the wagon.
Not me, officer. So long.
Hey, get him. Shoot that guy. Hey. Shoot him. Hey. Get away.
Sudden, unexpected intervention at the hands of the police.
Asa Hatch is led off to jail while Superman leaps away into the night. And meanwhile, the minutes pass and deadly danger comes ever closer to Governor Carson asleep in the executive mansion. In less than 2 hours, Pete Flores will strike. Can Superman discover the plot in time to save the governor? Tune in next time and follow the story.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.